السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها، وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations upon the best of all creation, the most Ahsan, the most Akmal, the most Ajmal, the most beautiful, the most fragrant, the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed parents, his blessed wives, his blessed children, and all of the blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Alhamdulillah, today we are on the 28th day from the blessed month of Ramadan. Yesterday, we spoke about crying, and I mentioned the crying of Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the time of his passing, and him radiallahu ta'ala anhu speaking about the long and difficult journey ahead. The ulama-i kiram have mentioned four things which only four types of people will understand. There are four things, only four types of people can understand the value of these four things. Firstly, only the old people can understand the true value of youth and of young age. Someone who is young will never understand its true value. You can lecture your children all day and all night, but they will only understand the value of young age when they grow old. Secondly, only those afflicted with difficulties understand and value living a life without any difficulties and stress. There will be many of you listening who, alhamdulillah, are going through a life of peace and comfort. But if you go and speak to those who are facing difficulties, who are afflicted, whose businesses have gone down the pan, who have lost all their wealth or lost their homes, or somebody whose marriage is now broken due to whatever issues, go and sit with them. They will say, "If only. If only I could be in your shoes. If only I could be enjoying the peace and comfort and security that you have." Thirdly, only those who are ill understand the true value of good health. Sit with somebody who might be terminally ill, or someone who has just had a major injury, or someone who's been sick for a long time. Ask them what they would do with good health. They will cry and say, if only I had good health like you have. And finally, only those who are dead or at the brink of dying understand the value of life. Otherwise, the rest of us that are alive right now, we have no value of life. Remember and mark my words that you and I, one day will be surrounded by soil. And when one will be lying in that grave completely alone, you will be angry with yourself that if only I had made better use of my time and done more ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If only I had used my tongue to do the more zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it's too late. The person lying in the grave right now would do anything and everything to come back right now. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the certainties of life is death. It's certain to happen. The ulama-i kiram say that there was one grave on which it was written, O man, standing at my grave, don't stand there and cry over me. Yesterday, I was you, and tomorrow, you will be me. We must prepare for the hereafter. We must utilize our time. Imam Ghazali radiallahu ta'ala anhu writes that the average person sleeps for 8 hours a day. He says, if you sleep 8 hours a day, by the time you are 60 years old, you have been sleeping for 20 years of your life. 20 years of your life. Do we really have time to waste? You slept for 20 years and you want to waste the other 40? The ulama-i kiram have written, when you are young, you want to play. When you get older, you are distracted with all the distractions of the world. When you become old, then you become weak. So which part of your life are you giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you are young, you say you want to busy yourself playing with friends and toys. In your youth, you are busy working, busy with your marriage, busy with your kids. When you are old, your body is not working anymore. When are you going to prepare to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is a beautiful hadith sharif of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Man ahabba liqa'a Allahi, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. Wa man kariha liqa'a Allahi, kariha Allahu liqa'ahu. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, He who loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty is also pleased to meet that person. And the person who dislikes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty also does not like to meet him. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, and in some narrations, a companion asked, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, everyone dislikes death. Yani, who wants to die? I mean, who wants to experience death? The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, he said, I do not mean that. What I mean is that when a true believer is on the brink of passing away and the angel gives him the glad tidings of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the reward of Jannah, when he receives the glad tidings, for example, he is told that now is your time to return to Allah Almighty. All your wudus and your salah, your hajj, your umrahs, your sadaqat, your itikaf, etc., your recital of durood salam, your recital of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah Almighty has a great reward for you. When this believer hears all of this, there is nothing more desirable for that person than to meet his Creator. But when a disbeliever or a transgressor is given the news upon the time of death, not with glad tidings, but with a warning of the torment, the punishment, and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awaiting him. You thought you got away with all your crimes. You thought Allah Almighty wouldn't know. Every single action and statement you uttered has been written down. Every thought of yours is noted. The disbeliever then fears leaving the dunya, so dislikes meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Almighty does not like meeting him either. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, remember death abundantly. Our Imam, Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barakat, Mujaddid-e-Deen Millat, Hazrat Allama Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Are ye bhediyon ka ban hai, aur sham a gayi sar par, kahan soya musafir hai, kitna la ubali hai, andhera ghar, akeli jaan, dham ghutta, dil ukta ta, khuda ko yaad kar pyare, wo saat aane wali hai. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, sit down every day and tell yourselves that one day I will leave this world. Reflect, have I prepared to present myself in the grand court? Have you enough deeds? Remember your wealth, your family, and your deeds will follow you to your grave, but your family and wealth will return. Only your deeds will follow you into the grave. Spend the time now preparing for the long, long, difficult journey ahead, the next journey into the hereafter. Allah Almighty, grant us all khatima upon iman. Grant us ease upon leaving this world. Grant us ease answering the questions of the grave. Allah Almighty, grant us the intercession of the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, ut mere dhoom machane wale, wama alayna illa al-balaghul mubeen.